Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever and wherever you may be listening. This is Southern Gospel Point of View Podcast. This is James Burke, and I've got Mr. Reggie Taylor on the line. Reggie, how in the world are you, my friend?
I am too blessed to be depressed, my friend. It is a wonderful day up here in the Sevierville, Tennessee. Morning time, it's beautiful, kindly nice and cool. So it is an awesome day to record with you, my friend.
Hey, I love it. Yeah. So listen, we're back. You know, the last show, it ended up being a two-parter. And before that, it was 6 months since we recorded. And that was with Isaac from the Inspirations.
Yeah.
And so we are back, and you know, we're going to continue to give our opinions and kind of be a blessing in that way. You know what I mean? And we got a couple things we definitely do want to talk about, but you know, we're just going to have a good time today. You know, something that we talked about last week was, of course, the NQC and the awards and things of that sort. And you know me, I second guess a lot of things, but just right out of the gate, you know, I have pretty strong opinions, as I said, about what a gospel quartet should look like and how they should behave on stage. But I realize that I'm not saying I'm wrong, Reggie, but I realize there's a lot of other people that don't care what they look like as long as they're singing about Jesus. And so, you know, I get it. You know, they're fitting in, but you know how I am. You know, I like those old paths. I like what has always worked. And so, you know, if you got upset with me, you know, I'm not going to apologize, but I'm sorry you're mad, but I'm not sorry for anything that was said, if that makes sense, Reggie.
Well, here's the thing I look at. Everybody's got an opinion, and we just have a show platform we can use it to do it with.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I grew up this way. And a lot of these people that, if they did get mad, I mean, you're not going to change your views. They're not going to change theirs. But here's the thing. If you did get mad, or if they did get mad, here's the thing. I guarantee it, those people that has said, you know, that were upset, you know, and I get it. This is no big deal. But if they got upset, they've at least said this one time out of their mouth. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Southern gospel music back in the day worked, and it still works now. So why change anything?
Yeah. And you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'll second that motion, brother. What do we need to get a vote on this thing?
What do we mean?
Well, we got to have what you made the motion. I agreed with you. I can't spit it out, but we need somebody to sound off and tell us, hey, you're wrong. Or, hey, you're right. Or let's the motion be carried. You know what I'm saying? We're going Southern Baptist business meeting now.
All in favor say aye.
Yes. Yeah. But you know, there's there's a lot of room in Southern gospel to, you know, to adapt and things like that. You know, I was listening to one of the earlier shows that we did about the Statesman Quartet, and you know, the Statesman, they had a look that they were going for. Everybody stuck to that look, but even in that, they were kind of charismatic, especially with Hovey Lister. You know, he'd get up there and he'd, you know, play and swing his head, and he'd shout his hair down, you know? So, you know, there's room in everything for change and for adaptation, things like that. But, you know, I like the old stuff. I like the old ways. But, you know, that's just one thing I needed to not necessarily clarify, but at the same time, I needed to get it off my chest, Reggie. You know what I
Right.
mean?
What?
So, I want to invite you, if you will, pick up your phone and dial this phone number, 865-315-7996. It'll have a voicemail, or a greeting. You leave me a voicemail. Leave Reggie a voicemail and say, "Hey, this is what I think," or, "Hey, my name is Bob, and I'm from Kansas, and you're listening to Southern Gospel Point of View," or, "I love Southern Gospel Point of View," or whatever. Also, if you got an opinion on it, why don't you send us a text, and we'll put that text on the show. We're not going to argue. We won't attack you or anything like that. I promise. But we'd love to hear from you if you can. If you're listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe. But will you share it on social media, share it with your friends and family as well? But then also, if you will, rate the show on your app and leave us a review. We need your help in doing that, okay? So, hey, how about we talk a little bit about Southern Gospel? Since that's what we're supposed to be doing, we'll talk a little bit about that.
It's kind of a show. I mean, we do need to talk about it just a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it's for. So, I have got Singing News pulled up here, and I want to talk just a little bit. Now, this is for, I guess you'd say, September slash October. This is the top 80.
Yeah.
So you have, of course, we have played when we were still doing our radio show. We played the Perrys a lot, and number four is the Perrys. John 3:16 is calling out you. Number five, sorry, I got my numbers mixed up. There's Greater Vision. You Are My King, and that's off their brand new album. And then the Kingsman, number three, is The Church of the Great I Am. And the Guardians, Breathe In, Breathe Out. Now, number one is Brian Free and Assurance. And we talked a little bit about Brian Free and Assurance last week. And I made the statement about it's hard for me to consider them as a trio because I feel like they sound better as a quartet. I just like that low end. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But apparently they're doing pretty good because they've got the number one song with Looks Like Jesus. And so I thought if you'd let me, Mr. Reggie, or as your profile says, Dr. Reggie, I thought I might play a few seconds of that. How's that sound?
Okay.
You think I can do it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, sir.
All right, let me get this bad boy queued up here. So this is the number one song, Looks Like Jesus. Now, this particular one is featuring Jimmy Fortune as well. So take a listen to this.
Looks like love to me. It looks like hope.
So now to really get the whole grasp of that song, you gotta listen to the whole thing. But they do a pretty good job on it. It's driving, that's for sure. You got that get that drum and everything in the back. It's driving pretty hard. But just what you've heard of that. Now we've played that on the air too. But what do you think, Reggie? Number one song in the Singing News magazine.
Okay, so I like the song, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like the song. Not my choice for number one.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
we said off the air that how these move up in the chart is basically radio play.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
the more the radio stations that report to the Singing News magazine, the more they play it, the more chosen by the DJ or the radio admins or even the fans as they call in and request a song. That's how it moves up the charts. So it's a well-loved song. And I'll tell you, I feel like the reason is we just heard the chorus, but I feel like the reason is in the verses, because it talks about in the first verse, it talks, you know, there's a lady, you know, she's got her grocery cart full, you know, and someone helps her. And, you know, it talks about individual people helping. Somebody's standing on the side of the road that has holding up a sign. Somebody gives them a $5 bill. So they're saying that those people that are helping, that they look like Jesus. And that is founded in scripture. And I think it's Hebrews. I don't remember exactly which chapter, but it talks about that we've entertained angels unawares, you know. So, and then Jesus too, he said, you know, you feed the sick, you visit the ones in prison, you clothe the naked. He said, then, you know, you're representing me. And of course, I'm paraphrasing and all of that, but that's kind of where it comes from. And I agree with you. You know, it's probably not my choice. And the reason, I guess, is because it's so driving, you know. It's almost kind of a real heavy, musically, a real heavy song, but lyrically, you know, it's pretty good.
If you listen to a country song nowadays,
Now, yeah.
That song has got that drive in it that you're talking about. That's what I hear. You know what I'm saying? So, but
Yeah,
I
I
support
got you.
it.
And I don't disagree with you. So the other thing is, and we're going to play a little snippet of this too, is the Booth Brothers. Now, if memory serves me right, Reggie, you really haven't listened much to the Booth Brothers. Am I about right in that?
I have listened to, I'll say this, I've probably listened to a half an album.
Okay.
If that tells you anything.
Yeah.
Now I'm not, I've said it before, I've not, I've listened to some, but it's not a, I don't know. I don't, I, and I think I need to give it another shot with them. I really do.
Well, yeah, because clearly you don't listen to Southern gospel a whole lot, because just because everything I play, you're like, now who is that?
I
Where do
do.
they come from? Is that a boy or a girl?
That's bull. I did that one time, and this is what I get.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, my grandma used to listen to the McCameys, and I just always loved them. But now, who is Gaither Vocal Band? I just don't know
Now
who that is.
now you're
And
just
I'm like,
ooh.
oh my dear, Reginald.
Now
So
you're just telling fibs.
the Booth Brothers, the Booth
Yes.
Brothers,
Yes.
they have just released a brand new album, and it's called Speak Jesus. That's the title of the album, but they've just released their first radio single, and it's Room Full of Stories. Now, I'm just going to play the chorus here. But again, to really grasp the whole song, you got to listen to the whole song, because it is a kind of like a story song. Okay. I'll let you listen to a little bit of this off air, but here is the Booth Brothers, Room Full of Stories.
We stand in a room full of stories.
All right, Reggie. So that was the Booth Brothers, off their new album, Speak Jesus. That was Room Full of Stories. And again, you need to go out and you need to buy these albums. You know, something else that I kind of wrote down, and I'm just kind of going little by little, but Reggie, I'd like for you to chime in here in just a little bit. But I guess you might even say would you say the queen of country music? Can we say that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would.
But would you? Okay. But you know,
Well,
she's
you
got
got.
deep ties to Southern gospel music too.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you do. I mean, it's I would say she's the queen because I do. Yeah, I'd go with that. I mean, and you can't beat the song "Coal Miner's Daughter" at all.
No,
No, you
you
just can't
can't.
beat it. You know, up here in Sevierville, Dolly Parton is queen of country music up here. But if you got to go through the whole, now she's gotten bigger as far as movie wise. She's gotten a bigger name that way, and because she's been in a lot of movies, Dolly Parton has. And now, who we're getting ready to talk about has been in some movies as well. But I think Dolly Parton has, you know, she's got her theme parks and stuff, but. Far as country music goes, and as far as knowing gospel music, I think the lady you're getting ready to talk about, yeah, we need to call her the queen of
Okay.
this.
Well, Miss, and this is old news, but because she has so many friends in the gospel industry, we make mention of this very quickly, but Miss Loretta Lynn, on October the 4th, she passed away, and I believe, Reggie, she was 90 years old.
92.
Was she 92? Okay. So,
92.
I mean, wow. I'd be that's almost a century. And what, early teens, mid teens or so is when she started singing. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
so I mean a very storied career in Southern go or excuse me, in country music. So and everybody and I've never heard anything bad about her. I've never heard anybody say, you know, she was this person on stage, but she was, you know, rude and mean. Never heard anything like that. So, you know, our condolences go out to the family there.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
And
Reggie,
there was
you
a lot of people that loved her, man.
again, our condolences go
Yeah,
out
for
to
sure.
her. You know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube. Well, I really hadn't been watching them. I've been listening to them as I'm down here studying or whatever, but just different gospel stuff. And I came across on a podcast, actually, I came across Bill Gaither talking about the first homecoming video. Okay, I'm sure you've seen a couple of those here or there, maybe a
I've
video
seen
or
a
two.
bunch of them.
So, you know, I remember probably the first one that I heard was Reunion. And it was probably, well, I know it was early 90s. I don't know if it was the very first one or not. I haven't really researched it. But the first one was actually done kind of on accident. Bill Gaither said they wanted some of those old friends to come in. Some like George Yonce and James Blackwood, Eva Mae Lefevre, all of those, you know, Vestal Goodman and Howard, they wanted all of them to come in and help them with one song on a recording that they were going to do. And they said, well, since we have all of these people, we'll go ahead and we'll, you know, do lunch together and, you know, just kind of make it like a family reunion. And so they had some photographers there just to take some pictures for their, I mean, you know, back, this was the early 90s, I believe. CDs were just coming out. And so they had the CD insert liner, you know, and usually it was kind of you fold it out, you know what I mean? And so they were taking a bunch of pictures to add into that. They also brought a film crew in and they filmed the whole thing. And on the podcast, the way I understand it, Bill didn't organize the film crew. Someone else did, maybe the record label or something like that. But they said, he asked a question, you know, are you going to use all that? And they said, no, probably just a, you know, a minute, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And he said, can I have the rest? And so they sat down and they watched all of this and the interaction between everybody. And I actually watched that one on YouTube just the other day. And you know, those old folks, they were saying, hey, you sit down on the piano and you do this. And it was orchestrated, but it's like they were doing it themselves. In most of the videos like that, Bill Gaither is the one that's saying, hey, you do this or you do this, but it's just, it kind of organically came together. I'm telling you, it was so good, Reggie, watching that. And then also learning that that was the very first one. After that, they decided to start, you know, bringing a bunch of people in, sitting around and just singing. And so, you know, I thought that was pretty neat. And feel like I would love to be at one of those, whether it was taped or not. I'd just like to be with Bill Gaither and all, you know, all of the artists that are normally at his events and just watch. 'Cause I feel like it'd almost be like a, I don't want it to sound bad, but almost like a ringleader in a circus. You know, every act has their thing and you do it now and no, let's change it up and let's do it here. And okay, we'll take one guy from this quartet, one guy from this trio, one guy from this group, and we'll make our own groups. I think that would be so amazing to watch.
Oh yeah, and here's my thing. I've watched a lot of those, and Mark Lowry cracks me up messing with Bill all the time. But I'm gonna tell you one of my favorite ones. I cannot think of this group save my life, but it was older black men, and they were in overalls.
The Fairfield Four.
Oh, them dudes, I was watching them and they start, and I'm trying to think of the song and it's escaping me. What was that song? Yeah, find it while I'm talking. Let me tell you something. If you can play a little bit of that, those guys were, I
Was it
mean,
Dig a Little Deeper?
oh yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh man. And that bass singer, golly.
Yeah.
But they I mean, I'm listening. I've watched that one part of that show, I guarantee it 20 times.
Oh, yeah.
Because those guys, oh man, they were so good.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And I'm the same way. There was another group that came on, not the Fairfield Four. I think it was, maybe they were called the Blind Boys from Alabama. I don't remember if that's who it was or not, but absolutely amazing.
Oh yeah.
So here's a little bit of that. Okay, so I mean, watching a
Ooh.
video, you can really, I mean, you can,
I got there.
yeah,
Cold chills,
you
man.
got the cold chills. So,
They're gonna be in my next door neighbors in heaven.
yeah. All right, so
We're gonna have,
later,
if they ain't, they're moving. They're gonna move next door.
one of y'all are gonna move, right?
I don't care. I'll move. We're just all gonna move right next door because they. Oh man.
So later in the video, they kind of kick it up a notch. So I'll play a
Oh
little bit of
yeah.
that. Okay, so in the show notes, I'm gonna link to that video because you guys gotta watch it. It is amazing.
Is it George Yance when he hits that high note? Is it George Yance looks at his face changes? Yeah,
Yes,
he does.
yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got it.
Oh
I got it stuck on that scene right now. George Yance's, he's wide-eyed and his mouth is
He's
wide open.
wide-eyed and loving it. Yeah. And I'm thinking, man, I would have loved to had them guys at my church.
Oh yeah. And these guys are in a room full of white people on this video, and those white people are they're
They're
clapping like,
doing
"Oh, this
it.
is good." But those guys, they're feeling every word they sing. And
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
absolutely love it.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Well, is it Reggie Sadler? That is
Yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. That dude can sing.
Yeah.
Oh man, he get hoo ha ha. And then one of my good friends, see, well, he, oh my
Oh, he
goodness, I
must be a
can't.
great friend. You forgot his name.
No. Well, one of my friends, CT Townsend, you know him. He's got a friend of his, and I cannot, it drives me crazy. I can't think of his name. I've never met the guy, never. But every Sunday morning when he gets ready for church, he hollers out, "Well, glory!"
Oh,
On his,
Clemen Chapel or Chappelle,
yeah,
something like
baby.
that. Yeah.
But he is excited every Sunday because he's getting ready to preach.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
what's his name? He's another Kenny Baldwin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo,
He's a
boy.
forevermore preacher.
Listen, if y'all want to go hear a fantastic preacher, you know, besides James Burke, we all know, blah blah
Yeah.
blah. Go to YouTube, look up Brother Kenny Baldwin, one of
Yes.
the best preachers I've heard in my lifetime. He is phenomenal. You go to go wherever he if you're close and he's in town, go listen to him. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And but yeah, these I'm telling you, that I watched that video and I went and I was just in awe. And so Nate, yeah, save that link somewhere and let people go check that out because it was
Yeah,
awesome.
I will. I'll put that in the note. And matter of fact, most of these songs you can look up on YouTube. So I'll try to put those in the notes as well. But I'll tell you, there's a preacher. Oh goodness, I feel like it's in Mississippi. And he had a career. I believe it was in baseball. I could be wrong. And he messed up, and he went to jail, and he got saved in jail, and he finally got out, and he surrendered to preach. And he is working for the Lord. Just so happens to be his skin is a little darker than mine. There is something that moves me. I mean, really moves me. I posted a video of it was three sisters, and I don't remember their names. It was on one of those Gaither videos, and they were singing Jesus Loves Me. I don't know if you caught that. I'll find it again. I'll put it in the show notes. But they sang Jesus Loves Me, and it wasn't, they didn't quite stay with the melody, which usually when a black man or woman, they don't really stay with the melody. They make up their own melody. And that's something different too, because a lot of times a white person can't even do that, like on a organ or on a piano, but they do augmented chords and chord substitutes and everything else that if a white person was singing that, it would just sound horrible. But they've got the ability, the God-given ability to be able to do that. But they sang this song, these three sisters sang this song, Jesus Loves Me, and it stirred my soul. Absolutely stirred my soul. And there's only been one other person that sings that song that has really touched me, and that was Marshall Hall when he was with the Gaither Vocal Band. He sang Jesus Loves Me, but he didn't sing it like we would normally sing it in church. He kind of took some creative license. Absolutely amazing. But yes, sir, I will put those down in the show notes. Now, another person we talked about last week was Lauryn Talley. And Lauren has, she released two albums. I guess it's probably been nearly 3 years ago. She released two albums back to back. One was more of a worship album, and then one was, I believe, some original things. But she has since released a new album, or will release a new album, comes out on November the 11th, and it's called This Is For You. And Reggie, I'm gonna play a little bit of this. I won't play it all, but just a little bit, just so you can kind of hear what Miss Lauren has to say.
This is for you, the ones who are broken deep down inside, and you're trying to hide. This is for you. This is for you. The life interrupted.
So, and I've listened to the whole thing. It really is a good song.
Yeah.
But here's where we run into a problem, Reggie.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this is where we run into a problem being so dogmatic about Southern gospel music. You want me to tell you how we run into this problem?
Go ahead, buddy. I know you're going to, because you know why?
It's my opinion.
Yeah, you got that right. Go ahead.
Here's the statement that we've both made, okay? The contemporary music, whatever you want to call it, it's always driving with drums, with guitars, with electric guitar, with, you know, just synthesizers and all this other kind of stuff. That has crept into Southern gospel music too. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. 100%.
Okay. And so, like, we listened to Looks Like Jesus from Brian Freed Assurance. We said that it was a driving song because it's got those heavy drums. And all right. But we just listened to nearly 30 seconds of that song. And all it was somebody chording on a piano. No drums. Might have had a little bit of like violin or something in the back. I didn't listen to it that closely. But all it was just a little bit of piano. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the problem. Even something as simple as that can still be a more contemporary song. You look at one of a very popular contemporary song put out by Crowder, and what is it? All My Hope Is in Jesus. Okay. That's how his starts out. But he is contemporary. Okay.
Yeah.
So where the problem is, is somebody says, you and I, we've said this, we need to just have a piano song. And I've said it just that way. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I have to.
So Lauren, she's like, okay, I'll give you a piano song. And it's just simply just chording on the piano. But then we still say, no, that's a contemporary song. Well, you asked for a song by a Southern gospel artist with just piano and not all that rock and roll stuff, and you still don't like it because you're saying it's not Southern gospel. So that's the problem with being so rigid in music and so rigid in these stances outside of scripture. That's where that I'm not going to budge on scripture. You need to understand that. But here she is. She's a Southern gospel artist. She's done what you and I expect from a Southern gospel artist. She's given us good words. She's given us only what we want, just a piano song. But then we look at it and we still say, well, that's contemporary. So, we get in trouble. And both sides get in trouble by that. You're holding your lips like you got something to say, but
okay. So when this song started, and you know, it's just the piano. It's that one note.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 and that's it. And I'm listening, and the only thing that came to my mind before she started singing was this. Some say love, it is a river. That's all I heard.
Oh, Reggie.
And I was like, wait, is she getting ready to sing that song? And then she sings her thing. And that's true. I mean, that's True Bill right there. True Bill.
True what?
True Bill.
Bill. Okay. I never heard that one. Okay.
Yeah, this is the same. True Bill. It means it's that's I'm being truthful.
Okay.
But now I agree with you 100%. We say, hey, no, Southern Gospel is, hey, you can throw a guitar in there, you can put a piano in there, but that's it. And that's what needs to be said. And I've said it before. We don't need all that and all that mess in the Southern Gospel song. Same gospel, Southern Gospel. And I've said it many a time. But then, yeah, I'm basically repeating what you're saying. But yeah, you're exactly right. We are. They did it. They did it with just piano. But now we're going to. I'll be honest with you. And I'm just telling you the truth. My father-in-law, love him to death. You know my father-in-law very well. And because he comes and leads your
camp meeting,
choir for camp meeting. I cannot think of the song Save My Life right now. But when we went and sung the past couple of Sundays, we sung a song that a lot of people don't like. And because they say it's contemporary, but the goodness of God, that's it. You heard that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one that I didn't call it that, but I talked about that last week.
Yeah. The goodness of God. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It is. And I think a lot of things older myself, let me just use myself as an example. I think, because, you know, I say I don't like contemporary. But as far as I think it's the way that the song is played and sung.
Yeah.
That I go, I'm not listening to it.
Well, okay. So
I'm not doing it. And that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah. If somebody else would have sang this song, I think I would, you know, if this group sung it, oh, okay. I understand it because it did it a different way.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes. And I'm going to kind of go a little bit with that. Last week I talked about the songs from Bethel. Okay. Bethel Music Group. And I said that you got to be careful with songs that come out of that particular group, because a lot of them, they have heresy in them. Okay. Goodness of God, is one that personally I want to be very careful with, one, because it is a Bethel song. Okay. But the issue is, like you just said, it's the way that it sang. And I used the word last week, many of these songs, not just from Bethel, but many of these contemporary songs are saying real breathy. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like they'll say, "Amazing Grace." You know, they'll give a lot of breath in it, and you know, and they perform in it. But you take someone like your group that may sing that song. They have taken the lyrics of that song, they have stripped it down, they've placed it in their own heart, and they're singing it from their heart without any show, okay? Barry Spears, I don't know if you know Barry Spears, but he sang this song at a funeral a few months ago. And I absolutely love the lyrics of the song. I love the way he sang the song. But because I knew where it came from, I couldn't hardly enjoy it. I wasn't judging him. I wasn't judging the anything, but I was very careful about my amens and this, that, the other because of where it came from. But I'm sure, I mean, I know all three of y'all that sing. I know y'all are doing it right. But the reason that you're doing it right is because you're not doing it to get applause. You're not doing it for praise. You're not doing it for show or anything like that. You're doing it because the words really are good. And yeah. So when that happens, when someone like you or Lori and I or Brother Barry Spears, when we do that and we do it in the right spirit and the right manner, even if it did have drums and electric guitars and all that other kind of stuff, even if it did, it was church approved. Mm-hmm. In other words, this is something that could be sang in church without all of the extra and without all the background singers and all of that. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah. So, and we'll see when we sung it. I mean, I got emotional.
Yeah.
Because what the words were saying, I you know, it was, he was the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it and everything. But we had somebody come to the altar while we were singing that song. And it was a lady, if I'm not mistaken, Just As I Am was sung by a lady, right?
It was written by a lady. Yeah, Charlotte Elliott. Yes.
Well, with her and her background, a lot of people wouldn't like that song because of where she came. Right. You get what I'm saying? And so that's my whole thing with that background. There would be people going, nah, I'm not going to listen to Just As I Am because this is where she's come from. And I don't think she knows what she's talking about. Well, Just As I Am. Just
without Wesley. Yep.
Yeah. No, yeah. And she's talking about God, you know, God will take you as you are.
Yeah.
You could be a harlot. You could be a drug addict. You could be a drunkard. You could be a murderer.
Yeah.
A rapist, whatever. But when you find out you're a sinner going to hell, and the only way you can escape it is by believing in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that point, you're changed. When you get saved, God changes you when you get saved.
Mm-hmm.
He changes you. And so, yeah, she may have been those things. But when she got saved and wrote that song, God changed her. And she goes, you know what? He got me just as I am, as I was.
Yeah.
And I think we need to realize sometimes that these songs that are written by folks, and they may not have the music that we like and it played right the right way and all this, but some of these songs that are really, really, really good are wrote. And we've even had the we've had interviews with people that's written songs like Brother Ricky Atkinson. Right. I would like to do an interview, and this is no joke. I'd love to sit down with Brother Leonard Fletcher.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to him.
Yeah.
I'd love to do an interview. And I promise you, I think I'm going to work on that, James, on my side.
That'd be because good.
I sing one of his songs. It's Under the Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he wrote that. And he wrote it. And he's a Baptist preacher. He wrote that song. And, you know, he's a preacher. I mean, he just wrote what he knew.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these songs are written by people that's lived the experience. And, there is certain ones, certain songs that they put music to that we don't like. But, and then we go, well, it's contemporary because it's this way and we don't like that. And I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about anybody else. I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? So, and sometimes you just gotta go, okay, yeah, we don't like that way, but that's a good song. It's got good lyrics in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he nailed it when he wrote It's Under the Blood. He really did.
Oh, man, yeah.
So, we're kind of all over the place, and that's all right. But, you know, the Greater Vision song, He Was So Much God. He was much God that he slept in a boat. Did you know that Craig Edwards wrote that song?
No, I did not know
You know
that,
the preacher Craig Edwards?
Yeah, I know exactly who he is.
He wrote that song. He can play nearby anything.
Anything.
Yeah. So you were talking about Just As I Am. So I found this, and you know, I'm just going to read a little bit about Just As I Am. You okay with that,
Yeah, go
Reginald?
ahead.
All right.
Yeah, go
Just
ahead.
As I Am was written by Charlotte Elliott in 1835, first appearing in the Christian Remembrancer, of which Elliott became an editor in 1836. The final verse is taken from Elliott's Hours of Sorrow, Cheered and Comforted in 1836, a book she wrote. Charlotte Elliott wrote this song about how to find salvation through Christ. It has been used by many as the call to the altar at the close of services, as it brings a quite simple message of sin, forgiveness, and salvation to all that turn from sin and trust in Jesus. Charlotte Elliott spent 32 years of her life in Clapham, England. As a young woman, she was gifted as a portrait artist and a writer of humorous verse. Then, in her early 30s, she suffered a serious illness that left her weak and depressed. She was an invalid and suffered much during the last 50 years of her life. In 1823, she moved to Brighton. She was a member of the Church of England. She was confined to her home and unable to attend church services. During her illness, a well-known preacher, Caesar Malan, of Switzerland, came to visit her. He asked her if she had peace with God. She was facing many inner struggles because of feeling useless, and she resented the question. She refused to talk about it that day, but a few days later called Dr. Malan and apologized. She said she wanted to clean up her life before becoming a Christian. Malan answered, "Come just as you are." She gave her life to Christ that day. Some years later, at age 45, she remembered those five words and began to write seven verses of Just As I Am. In 1834, in spite of being raised in a Christian home, she reflected on her conflicts and doubts and was unsure of her relationship with Christ. So she penned her words of assurance about Jesus loving her just as she was. William Bradbury composed the music for her lyrics and published the song in 1849. This hymn has been translated into many languages all over the world. Tens of thousands of people have committed their lives to Christ during the playing of this hymn. Miss Elliott wrote 150 hymns and many poems, some of which were printed anonymously, and Just As I Am is probably the most well known. Billy Graham wrote that the Graham team used this hymn in almost every one of their crusades. He said it presented the strongest possible biblical basis for the call of Christ. And so another writer, Loretta Rouster, wrote, "The hymn is an amazing legacy for an invalid woman who suffered from depression and felt useless to God's service." You know, she was this last quote, she suffered from depression and felt useless in God's service. And I've heard some different variations along that, but it truly is a great song. And you listen to the lyrics, it's absolutely amazing. So, Reggie, let's kind of wind down a little bit, but several months back we did the series They're People Too. You made mention of that earlier, I think. But one of those was Les Butler. You remember Les Butler? He got COVID and he was on a ventilator, and it was days and days and days, and he could hear them talking about unplugging him and him dying. And since then, he's absolutely just been on fire, and he wants to make sure that he does everything right and does everything good. And so, kind of on the conversation that we've had about what's real Southern gospel and what's contemporary, he some time ago created a radio station and now kind of a network of things called Real Southern Gospel. Now, one of his latest things about this was Real Southern Gospel Quartet. Okay, so the Real Southern Gospel Quartet, is a quartet. They have released music, but they don't travel. Okay, they are either part of other ministries or whatever, but he kind of put what he described kind of the best of the best together. And he said this, Each member of this powerhouse quartet has been excited about this recording, and it is not only evident in their stellar vocals, but in their comments regarding their experiences. So he mentions Tim Mays as the lead, Terry Carter as the baritone, Darren Hebert as the bass, and then Jerry Martin from, I believe he was with the Kingdom Heirs, but Jerry Martin, and he's the tenor. And so all of these guys have gotten together, of course, under Les's lead, and they have released an album. And the I feel like the album is just self-titled. I don't remember exactly. I apologize for that. But I want to play just a little bit, and I have not heard this. Okay, so what I'm fixing to play is a surprise to me too. But let's listen to the Real Southern Gospel Quartet. They're singing A Different Way.
Now the wise men went a-seeking, for the Savior had been born. And they knew that old King Herod was out to take away our Lord. When they found the baby Jesus, knelt beside him in the hay.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah. They got it going on right there.
I'm going to get in trouble right here, but so far it's the best thing we've heard today, other than the Fairfield Four. All right, let's go a little bit further into the chorus, and let's hear it.
Jesus, and you'll leave a different way. No matter what road you may be walking, come to Jesus today, and you'll leave a different way.
Yeah. So that was Real Southern Gospel Quartet. I'm pleased with that. I feel like,
yeah,
I like it.
I'd like to. That's the on the album.
Yeah, that's
we'd like to get that the album and kind of listen to it and give our point of view on it. Sounds good to me. I think it's a. They got a good sound to them, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. The name of the album is Taking a Stand. Sorry, I was absent. I was trying to find that.
No, you're fine.
But yeah, it's great. But you definitely need to check out realsoutherngospel.com, okay? And while you're playing around on the interwebs, go to Facebook and share this podcast, if you will. Facebook.com/SOGOPOV, and you can find us there. We do have a website. I've not updated it. I got to be honest with you. We've not updated it in a long time, but it's SouthernGospelPOV.com. Feel free, call us and leave us a voicemail or send us a text, 865-315-7996. You can reach out to us on email as well. You can find that on our website. I would absolutely love to hear from y'all. Please subscribe.
We want their opinions.
Yeah.
Give us
your
opinions. I mean, this is what we talk about. There's no right or wrong answer.
We have our point of view, but we'd like to hear y'all's point of view, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But we'd love to have you share this podcast, rate the podcast, give us 5 stars if you can. And make sure you subscribe, follow it. But please share. And if you can, leave us a review. It'll help us. I certainly do appreciate that. You know, Reggie, we're fixing to get out of here, but you know, it's been a good show. We've given our opinion. We've shared our thoughts on some things, but like you just said, we'd love to hear from our listeners. And, you know, if there's something that you like, let us know. If there's somebody that you'd like to hear us interview or what have you, let us know and we'll reach out to them. Reggie had a great idea talking about Leonard Fletcher, or talking to Leonard Fletcher. And then also, you know, I mentioned Craig Edwards. You know, definitely if you know, we could get some of them, or even Ricky Atkinson. You know, he's just 30 miles from me. So, you know, we might be able to get him, but I'd love to get some songwriters on. And, you know, just pick one song and say, tell us a story behind this. And that way we can have multiple guests in one show. I think that would be wonderful. Speaking of a guest, Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
Our next podcast should be with Pastor Justin Pratt.
Yeah.
Of Clear Springs Baptist Church.
Clear Springs Baptist Church, Corinth, Tennessee. Yeah, and he'll be with us. He'll be with us next episode, Lord willing. Everything opens up. He'll be with us, and we're actually going to get his point of view on some Southern gospel music. We're just going to get his point of view on music and in the gospel world.
Yeah, and here's a key word that you're going to have to listen to when Justin talks. Okay, I've always given him a hard time about this, but Reggie, you tell me, you know, if you're reading something or you're saying this word and it's spelled U-S, how do you say it?
Us.
He does not. He says us.
Us, yeah.
Us. And it drives me up the wall. And
I'm gonna have him say it 15 times.
So I think, guys is listening, I think you keep track of how many times he says that. And we will too. And, you know, if you give us the right number, we might send you a gift, but you got to comment on our Facebook in order to do that. Okay. But that'll be the next show. It'll probably be sometime in November. We may even do a special Thanksgiving show. So, again, yeah, if you'll call in 865-315-7996, tell us what you're thankful for. And we'll be sure to put that on that special show as well. Okay. Yep. Reggie, you got any last words before we get out of here?
No, I just had a great time on the show today. Great, great content. I absolutely loved it. And I'm looking forward to the next episode, my man. We're going to have a good time. You know, we've changed things up a little bit and we're just going without script. And I think it's working beautiful.
Sounds good. Well, I tell you what, we missed doing this last week, but I want to remind you guys, if you've heard us and we've talked about the Bible, we've talked about gospel music, we've talked about this, that, and the other, we just talked about Just As I Am Without One Plea, a great hymn, a great way really to share the gospel. And so if you're listening and you don't have a relationship with Christ, I want you to know that God loves you. And, you know, John 3:16 says, really, it says it best. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know that that's how much God loves you. He right. loves you so much that he gave his only son, not one of his sons, but his only begotten son. And he did that for you. And so if you're struggling with something, and we can pray with you, again, reach out to us. We'll share it with one another. Especially if it's a private matter, we will not make it public at all. If you'd like for our listeners to help you pray, then feel free to tell us that too. But we do want to pray for you, and we do want you to have a relationship with Christ. And so, I think I know that we missed that on the last two shows, but would you kind of correct that now, Reggie? Until next time, this is James and Reggie, and folks, together we are Southern Gospel. Point of View.